Most vertebrate species use sex to reproduce. In fact, only about 1 in 1,000 of all living vertebrate species are known to reproduce asexually. Washington University researcher Wesley Warren says the Amazon molly is in that group. The molly was produced from normal sexual contact between two different species of fish.
The Amazon molly has its roots in a hybridization of two different species of fish, sexually reproducing species of fish, approximately 100 to 200,000 years ago.
Those two species of fish mated and they produced a new species. And unlike, say, the mule, which results when a donkey and a horse mate and which is unable to reproduce, the Amazon molly has successfully reproduced without sex for hundreds of thousands of generations, and the fish continue to thrive.
The mule is not capable of reproducing it, so you have to constantly hybridize species. In this scenario, these are sexual parental genomes of different species, and this is very rare in nature, so that you would have a hybridization event to create a species that can asexually reproduce, that is, no need for a sperm contribution or a fertilization event.
Warren says evolutionary biologists have believed that species reproducing without sex are at a disadvantage in that they can't purge harmful mutations before passing them to their offspring. And they have a harder time adapting to changes in the environment.
There are a lot of stories in the literature that suggest if you have asexual reproduction or clonal expansion of a species, because of these various theories that predict genomic decay, the expectation is they will go extinct over a certain period of time.
But the molly is healthy and thriving through 500,000 generations of asexual reproduction.
The expectation, again, was that we would find a lot of genomic decay, and we did not find that.
Warren says the reason the Amazon molly does so well in spite of the theories that say it shouldn't isn't all that clear yet. But he says it is clear that one possibility is that the fish's parent species passed along so much DNA variation when the first mollies were created. That sort of combination, he says, doesn't come around very often.
Use the analogy, the stars aligned. So it's a very rare event. So our theory is that it's not that asexual reproduction is disadvantageous to a species surviving in the wild. It's the fact that creating the original has to be perfectly aligned. All the elements have to be compatible to make this species survive and practice asexual reproduction.
Warren is first author of the study, which is published in the journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution. I'm Jim Dryden.